If someone had the seasonal flu shot recently, how long do they have to wait before they get the H1N1? One doctor advised 3 weeks.
No, there's no delay. You can even have them both at the same time as long as they're in different locations on your one arm and then on the other arm. But you can have them concurrently.
Which shot should you get first, the seasonal flu shot or the H1N1, which would be a higher priority?
Well, if you're under 65, the recommendations are that you get the H1N1 shot first, especially if you are in a group that is pregnant women, healthcare workers, people with chronic diseases, children. There is a specific group first, but in terms of the ones for everybody, once that comes out, H1N1 first, which is because it's here. Seasonal flu is only coming later this year, so H1N1 would be the first one to get.
What if you have fibromyalgia or other autoimmune disorders such as lupus?
That goes under the category of chronic disease, and the flu shot is something you would get. The flu shot will not exacerbate chronic diseases. It does not stimulate your immune system to attack anything. All it does is stimulate your immune system to attack the flu itself. So it will not exacerbate any of those conditions.
In the questionnaire that you would fill out and discuss with the nurse before you get the shot, those are the types of questions that they would be asking, correct?
That's correct.
What autoimmune disorder do you have?
To ascertain if you have a chronic disease, that's
right.
Correct.
What is the comparison in terms of death rates between this H1N1 flu and other seasonal flus we're experienced with?
The difference is that although the death rate seems to be the same, and again, this is preliminary data, it is the age groups that are different, that are affected, whereas the seasonal flu causes deaths more so in the elderly and people with chronic disease. The H1N1 flu is causing more deaths in children and young adults. So between the ages of 0 to 25 or so is the age group that we are seeing that is more adversely affected than the seasonal flu, which is people usually 50 and over. So that is a significant difference between the two.
So I want to make sure that I understand that. You're saying that at this point, at least, it does not appear that the death rate is higher. It's just that the death rate is in a different group of individuals.
That is correct. And that number may change because this is very early in terms of accumulating data. But when you look at the preliminary data, and that is coming from my sources, coming from UpToDate.com, which is reviewing the latest tabulations from the Centers for Disease Control in the United States. So it's U.S. data. As of October the 11th is the latest data that they have, but they update that usually every week as they tabulate the information.
If you have a cold now or any other symptoms, potentially even flu-like, can you have the flu shot now?
You can. Again, the logical fallacy with assuming that if you have a cold, is somehow the flu shot is going to make that worse. It does not. So what is happening is that if you have a regular cold, you get a flu shot anyway, your body will still produce antibodies against the flu. If you have the flu and you're having severe disease, holding off is more along the lines of your body is busy fighting off something and it's having a tough time. You may not get the same kind of immune response, but you are not going to make your flu worse by getting a flu shot.
If you had recent flu symptoms, possibly the swine flu, should you still get this shot?
You should, because until they're not doing any testing right now. So although the assumption is it's likely H1N1, it's not 100% certain. So even if you had a flu shot and you've had the flu before, you're not doing yourself any harm. If anything, you boost your antibody level if you had the flu. If you haven't had the flu, then you are protecting yourself. But there is no harm from getting a flu shot if you have already had or suspected that you had the H1N1.
Does the H1N1 vaccine eliminate your chance of getting the flu?
It's not 100%. No flu vaccine is. The latest estimates are that the adjuvant vaccine will protect 9 out of 10 people who have had the shot, and the non-adjuvant or non-boosted vaccine, about 6 out of 10. But that is pretty much standard for any flu virus, which is why it's so important to vaccinate a lot of people to create what's known as herd immunity, so that you literally are cocooning or protecting people who may not have responded by having as many people vaccinated out there.
At what point, if somebody does have symptoms, fever, nausea, aches and pains, do they actually go see a doctor?
If you suspect that you are developing the flu, so chills, shakes, sweats, can be high fever, extreme fatigue, those are the things that you normally see with the flu, as opposed to colds where you may have a bit of a cough, sneezing, but really not a very high fever. But if you're having where you're feeling wiped out, and that usually happens very quickly, the first 2 days are important. That is, if you can get treated with Tamiflu in the first 2 days, you will reduce, not eliminate, but you will reduce the symptoms, the severity of the symptoms, by interfering with the virus's ability to reproduce. And that is in the first 2 days of onset of symptoms. But it usually is people are wiped out. They're feeling very different from a cold.
And in the case of shortness of breath, is that a trip to emergency?
Shortness of breath in anybody who has the flu, and by shortness of breath, you are having difficulty getting air in, you're feeling like your chest is tight, you can't get the airflow, is you're either wheezing, the airflow is short, you may have a wet sounding cough, you're coughing up mucus or even blood. That type of situation is where you go to the emergency room, because what we do see, and I spoke with Dr. Noni McDonald about this yesterday, is that you can get acute respiratory distress syndrome where you really are, you're not just coughing. You are struggling to get air into your lungs. And that's what you're seeing in the younger people. This is the type of thing that's happening to them. And for people to get more answers to questions as well, on my website, drbarrydworkin.com, and also on the CFRA site, right now is posted my interviews. It was an hour and 20-minute interview with Dr. Isra Levy and Dr. Noni McDonald for another 20 minutes about flus, vaccines, questions about vaccines in general, and that is already posted with a lot of the answers to the questions people are looking for today.